Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
BigIron.com, the easiest way to buy online.
Every Wednesday, you can bid live from anywhere in the world with no buyer's premiums, no reserves, and no hidden fees.
BigIron.com, the easiest way to buy online.
Bid with ease on tractors, planting and tillage equipment, sprayers, livestock equipment, trucks, trailers, and more.
BigIron.com, the easiest way to buy online.
Auctions every Wednesday. Bid from home, work, smartphone, or mobile device. So go to BigIron.com, the easiest way to buy online.
Hey guys, my aunt's turning 65.
Your aunt has choices to make and options to take.
Have her call Old Surety at 800-272-5466.
No buttons to push, a real person will answer the phone.
Real people, real answers.
I'll have her call us.
Old Surety has been helping Oklahomans with their insurance needs since 1932. When it comes to Medicare, Old Surety cares about you. So call 1-800-272-5466.
Keep crashing your thoughts in our country in your prayers.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, we take a look at these cattle futures, and we were talking offline. How do you explain this? It's just going crazy. Feeder cattle futures were almost limit up in every month yesterday.
Yes, we did have six straight months, Dave, that did see limit up closes. We continue to see a market that is just running wild out there. The cattle complex, yes, they did have those triple-digit gains in live cattle and feeder cattle. Feeder cattle closed limit up Wednesday with the last night last night's trade is what I'm trying to say. Upside also taking place, which was last night's trade. We have now had eight straight sessions of all-time record highs in our feeder cattle. Now, in the last eight sessions, November feeders have went up $13.32. And from their contract low, where they came onto the contract and started trading, to today's high, we have seen a $76 move to the upside in just the November feeder cattle. There is yet to be any cash cattle trade in our feed yards yet. We continue to see this market supported by the feeder cattle cash auctions that are taking place, the cash feeder index. Also, it continues to have very big support from speculators and fund buying in the futures market. Yesterday, we saw choice box beef up 11 cents. Select box is up 73, a very good movement of 185 lows. Cattle kill yesterday, 114,000 head. Cash feeder index up 20 cents yesterday. At the moment, we've backed off the highs a little. December live cattle, 62 cents higher. November feeders up $2.12. And December lean hogs, 52 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's talk a little bit about the grain futures as they finished yesterday. Our corn, soybean futures were higher. Chicago wheat was higher. Kansas City ended up mixed yesterday.
Yes, you know, Dave, we saw a better day than what it started. When it started, we saw new contract lows made in Kansas City wheat, corn, soybeans, and the soybean meal. But then they did bounce with most everything closing positive. Kansas City wheat not quite making it there. And we also saw yesterday afternoon FC Stone put out their estimates for the corn production now at 14.958 billion bushels with a yield of 178.4. Soybean production now estimated at 4.066 billion bushels with a yield of 48.4 bushels per acre. We also saw yesterday our Dow drop 238 points, had its lowest trade since the 18th of August, and for the second time in the past five sessions has closed down over 235 points lower.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Well, for commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet by using 866- Go to Tom.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning and look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.